It's almost impossible, of course, as all the patients say, to describe it. You can only say it isn't, it isn't, it isn't. Trying to tell people what it is. Well, of course, I don't know any of our friends, Sid, that have taken it, but haven't said this one thing in common. Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life. My life.
In all actuality, it's a fatal mentality. And mind-bending tools that got me ruling reality. Now you're under the...
Yo, Eichel, what are you doing?
Yo, I'm about to start the world's most regular podcast! Whoa! We're trying not to get too loud. That's probably the loudest we're going to get.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most regular podcast. I am Eiko the Rain Man. I'm joined today by Buster Hyman.
Yeah.
And introducing for the first time ever on regular podcast, and to be a more frequent member since things have gotten a little bit more personal between me and him, welcome,
they're
Johnny Baca.
Hey guys, Eiko tried to kiss me.
I saw it.
Good news. Well, at least for me and myself
and Baca.
And Johnny Baca, we are moving out of our parents' house. I am 24 years old and ashamed to say I still live with them. Not really. There's a lot of friends my age probably still kick it with their parents. So we're getting our own place. We will be recording regular podcast from now on at our new location. This is actually the last time we will be recording at my parents' house. And next time you hear us, we will definitely be a lot more loud, obnoxious, and definitely more intoxicated. But that's why you tune into regular podcasts, though. So,
but that'll probably be your last.
Last, but certainly not least. God damn it. See, now, pardon the... God damn it. Regular podcasts have to be brought to a very terrible stop right now. Killed the vibe. Kendrick would be completely pissed. But I'm not going to delay the inevitable and start things off once again with once was and forever will be the Edagawa Report. Time for some news. Now listen, all of my articles that I bring up are
news time
from IGN. So if you get curious yourself, I'm not going to embed the links for you because I am too lazy, but you can go to IGN and read all these articles yourself because it is an excellent and awesome website. Shouts out to all my boys who fucks with me that I've met through IGN. So we're going to start things off with number one on the Edagawa Report. Retreading a little bit of topic here because we just spoke about this a little bit, but we weren't recording. Pardon. This will actually be the last time we have technical issues with this computer using and recording from the podcast. We will be recording from my desktop next time, so you will hear a substantial increase in quality and performance. So pardon. But again, we are still starting off. This is the sixth episode, so there's a couple hiccups every now and then. But number one on the Edagawa Report, the gentleman who worked on, I'm just going to abbreviate this since we went over, the people who worked on Prometheus are working on the Doctor Strange movie. Now, Johnny Baca, huge Marvel versus Capcom 3 player, plays Doctor Strange like nobody's business, and I know you're a huge fan about this, about him. So tell me what's up. Tell me about Doctor Strange, because I have no idea how, what his powers are, what he does, or anything. Right. He's from
Stephen Strange
here, part two.
Yeah, he's a sorcerer of some magnitude, and he's known for doing like really like kitschy, like corny things, like, you know, using like ridiculous phrases like I can't think of an example off my head, but like they're really like flowery words and refer to shit that like by the hoary host of Hoggoth, like, ugh, the fuck are you talking about, you know?
Sounds
but
like shit.
I mean, his powers are all like based on sorcery, like energy based attacks and stuff like that in the game, but in the comic books, like, a lot of his villains have more to do with like either sorcery or like I think he battles.
Did he?
Dormammu.
How did he get his powers? Or he just born?
He was a surgeon, and he like destroyed his hands in some way, so he couldn't be a surgeon anymore. And he went to
he
all
became
these,
a sorcerer.
Well, he went to all these other surgeons to like find out a way to fix his hands, and then none of them know like of any procedure that can help him. And
wait, what did he go to? Like other
surgeons.
Okay.
To, he just like, got so mad that he just gained.
No,
powers.
He went to like some like he heard of like some sketchy person who would help him heal his hands and in like the mountains of Tibet or something. So he goes up and meets these monks, and one of the monks is like kind of like the head sorcerer, and like he says that he'll train him and like teach him how to use his hands again. So like he goes through like this whatever like warrior type training in the Tibetan mountains, but it's more like a psychological thing between him and the guy. And like eventually the guy like starts like floating in front of him and like doing other more types of mystical shit, and Strange like realizes like holy shit, like this guy actually has like magical powers. Yeah.
So like
he
has all Tibet's people from Tibet have.
Yeah,
obviously.
Okay. Every Chinese dude can channel ki. But eventually the guy, like, there's some villain comes in and he protects, like, the monastery or whatever, and, like, the guy gets killed and then, like, passes on, like, the Sorcerer Power. Supreme powers onto Strange.
So, like, could that whole series, Doctor Strange, could that just be one big metaphor for just, like,
Marvel's racist against
masturbating
Chinese people.
Too much, like you know, like masturbating
yeah,
too much,
burn
your hand. Like.
Deadline has report adding that Marvel hopes to put this one on production with a really fast track. As previously reported, the studio has their eye on Tom Hardy or Benedict Cumberbatch to play the Master of Mystic Arts. Jared Leto, hot off his Oscar win for Dallas Buyers Club, is also said to be on studio's shortlist. So yeah, as we mentioned earlier, this is going to be one of the first movies that they release for the third slate of Marvel movies that is leads up to the third Avengers movie. Avengers Age of Ultron comes out next year, which is cool. We're already gonna get some new characters in it aside from the ones that are returning, like Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. Which sucks that they are not going to be called mutants and be referred to as people with miracles, but that's
no,
a whole
they
other
call them people with miracles. They
with
just
miracle.
Like in the
special
I think it was the
you guys are very special
ending
people.
Scene in the ending scene of Captain
Spider-Man.
America or like the post credit scene.
Oh, was it Spider-Man?
No.
But
no.
I was for X-Men though. Right.
It was no for Captain America I'm talking about where they showed Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. He says this is the age of miracles, but like obviously there was like a comic book Marvel thing that was called the Age of Mutants.
Mutants.
Or, yeah.
They have to switch it up. Okay, I see. Also, how come they like portrayed Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver to be like evil in that?
They weren't evil. They were just imprisoned.
But like who? Thanos, right? Not Thanos.
Wasn't the Collector rather? Oh no, it was. Some people that were working
Hydra, right?
I think it was Hydra. Yeah,
it
was Hydra.
Probably
Hydra.
Someone. Yeah.
But just to back
they probably
that,
will be some sort of antagonists in the movie, as far as the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
They're probably going to turn like, oh, we have your mysterious dad. We're not legally allowed to talk about in prisons. No, they can't kidnap Magneto anywhere. But I don't know. I feel like they're gonna try to turn some heroes against the Avengers. I feel
probably.
Like that's gonna be like the thing.
Before we leave off this track, though, let's talk about we were talking about Iron Man earlier. Just so we can backtrack that because that was a good segue. I thought we were talking about like we were talking about Iron Man 4, and then how about Robert Downey Jr. Only has contract for Avengers 2. You said
no. I said that he's signed on to play Marvel characters until Avengers 2, or Iron Man, rather, until Avengers 2.
Okay.
So after that, he's out of contract, so they might do more Iron Man movies, but I think they would have a different actor.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm going to know. Like,
Iron Man
if
is
he does,
what,
it would be like a small role, like when I was bringing back to like
yeah,
Nick
that's
Fury.
What I was saying.
Yeah,
yeah, like he'll do like a cameo in like the Strange movie or something.
Just like a spoiler alert, like I was saying earlier, if you haven't watched Captain America 2, S.H.I.E.L.D. was dismantled that we were talking about earlier, and there's no more Nick Fury like as a big presence. Like in Avengers 2, He's going to be just like a cameo, like
Shield 2.0.
Yeah, and Phil Coulson from the Shield TV show on
Shield,
whatever. Not to also do a spoiler
ABC
alert, but
or what the fuck
ABC, yeah, whatever. Fuck that. No. Regular podcast is the only thing you have to be listening to and watching to.
Seriously, seriously.
But anyway. Real quick before I get off that, real quick, so I remember. So I don't forget. Yeah, so Phil Coulson's probably going to be is supposed to become the new head of Shield, and just so we can get this through because we talked about it.
No,
earlier.
Go on, dude.
Yeah,
speak
yeah.
As well. Conversational podcast.
Yeah,
ladies
exactly.
And gentlemen.
Exactly. There's also another spoiler alert, which I don't know if it's how much truth it is to this, but
spoiler alert for everything Marvel. All
yeah,
right?
Everything Marvel. Yeah, just close your ears if you don't want to. But even though it's a rumor, I don't know if it's true.
Spider-Man like, is Peter Parker.
No, dude, are you serious? I didn't get to watch the movie. But yeah, so Avengers 2, there's supposed to be like a major death or something because like. In the comic books, isn't Ultron like kill them all anyway?
Wait,
no.
Is that been like confirmed? Like,
that's
there's someone's gonna die.
There's a rumor which is supposed to lead up, like I was saying, like it's supposed to
who
lead up to third.
Maybe the Iron Man.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
What I was thinking because Iron, you know, Robert. Now, then again, how they kill Iron Man off? Like that's
well,
a, the biggest out of those four.
Nah,
characters,
he's the regularest ass motherfucker.
It may be it may
is,
be a non-superhero like his girl or something like that. I don't think they'll kill off Iron Man because no. Because no, even if look. The movie will still make $1 billion if they get someone else to play Iron Man.
But I'm saying,
it's not even a question.
That's Stark Industries, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so it's like, and another thing, I don't think that Robert Downey Jr. will walk away from this so quickly because, like, Iron Man
one,
two, three, like those,
yeah.
Yeah, it brought him back, and not only just that, it's like those movies are some of the highest grossing
exactly.
Movies ever.
That's
like
what I'm
this
saying.
Dude is,
but they got
like how much money
worse.
Yeah, but Batman, it's always
like
Batman.
Iron Man,
does want to be
the
Batman.
First
Batman
Iron Man
was... Batman movies got better and better and better.
That's what I'm saying.
Nolan movies.
Yeah,
no,
I think the second one was the best one.
Yeah, the second one was the best one for sure.
Yeah, but I like the third one better
third
than the first one.
But I think
second,
it's a rule
third,
of trilogies, though, that the second one's going to be better because it's like, it's building up all the
tension, yeah,
tension and then
yeah.
The last one is like the...
Like I thought Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man movie, period.
Sorry. But
yeah. I would agree. I think it was the best Spider-Man movie.
Really?
I think the Sam Raimi ones are just so like corny.
Just different, yeah. It's different. I mean, if you watch it now, it's
yeah.
Well, Spider-Man 2 is still very good. First one is like it's definitely aged.
Great.
The first one is aged, and I'm as well as I was disappointed with Venom, but I was not like one of those people who like hated Spider-Man 3. I was like, it was
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
I could have been way better, but
for me, it was just too. Busy, like there are too many villains. Plus, there was that whole scene where, like, it was like emo Peter Parker.
I didn't mind, was kind of
one thing
needed.
I hated was like just Mary Jane's, just like she hooked up with Harry and that, and she went back with wow.
Now, Mary Jane was pissing me off. Then.
Yeah, that movie just. Anyway, so let's get off. We could do a whole regular podcast of why Spider-Man 3.
Well, we finally just Marvel, because we got kind of off topic there. But Marvel after the. Major death or whatever that's supposed to be happening in Avengers 2 or whatever, which is not confirmed. It's just a rumor. But after that, they're supposed to be like, what's the word? Focusing more on, like, you know, not as important, which is not to belittle the characters.
Second tier characters
like Black Panther.
Whatever.
Supposed to be getting a movie.
Segue here. I'm just gonna avoid like these movie trailers and stuff like that. And I honestly think. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to announce this on a regular podcast. I was thinking about this, and I'm not going to... All right, I'm going to say this before I even announce it. There's just been a lot of spoilers lately. Like, there's just been... Every other week, there's just been, like... And I'm over Batman vs. Superman. Oh, Batman vs. Superman. One of the news articles I saw on IGN was, like, Lex Luthor's hair is rumored. It's like, what?
What did I tell you?
Just, no.
Ooh,
yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg.
There's just so much information being pulled out. Like, now that the internet has become
such
even
a big,
more what it is,
yeah.
like there's, like... I remember I was trying to spoil Spider-Man 3 for myself because I was just so curious about Venom. I was so happy that they brought the movie out. And then I basically... within the investigation that I found trying to figure out about Venom in that movie, when I saw Venom in the movie, there was like no surprise. I was like, oh, wait, this is basically everything that I saw and looked up. So I don't think I'm going to watch a trailer for Batman versus Superman unless it's like, no, I'm not going to watch a trailer for Batman versus Superman I'm not going to look at the Wonder Woman unless it's just right in front of my face and I just like, oh, well, I guess well, that's what she looks like, and I can't look. I'm not going to watch a trailer for that movie because that movie is my most anticipated movie ever. I'll tell you what the second one is. They just announced it. No. Batman versus Superman is like a fucking dream come true, and a lot of people have been shitting on this movie for no reason. Now, don't fucking complain about a movie if you haven't seen the goddamn trailer or if you haven't seen the movie. Like, oh, they're shoving too many actors and too many people in this movie. I thought this was supposed to be a Superman movie. Like, no, shut up. They're making 3 Justice League movies, and then I think they're doing the opposite of what Marvel did, which kind of makes sense. Introduce the Justice League, and then everyone else is going to get their own individual movies afterwards with these characters that already can... Like, imagine the new set of Batman movies that come out with maybe Ben Affleck is still playing Batman. I don't know if he's only going to do the Justice League thing. But let's say the new Batman movies come out, and then, like, there's, like, a cameo from, like, Green Arrow or, like... Or like Superman, or
he's actually in the movie.
Superman doesn't have to be in the movie or the new Batman movies, but like that stuff could be referenced. Like the universe is already open enough to be referenced. It's because like I don't want to watch a Batman movie where it's like the first 3 and he doesn't know who Batman or any of these superheroes are. I want already to just jump the gun. It's we already know how he became fucking Batman. I don't have to watch that shit again. Just. I don't know. Like, I think it's cool. Introduce all the heroes in these 2 movies that are coming out.
Yeah.
And then possibly a second Justice League movie, which they're going to do. And then have the characters get their own movies. And then the characters have their own movies, which is I'm going to bring up in a report later. But I don't know. Anyways, though, yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch a trailer for Batman vs. Superman soon because I'm so excited for it. I just want to walk into that theater and know nothing visually. I saw a picture of Ben Affleck and Batman. I'm like, that's it. Sold. Yeah. Sold. That's it.
Green Arrow's supposed to be in Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, wait. Segue again. No.
Or is it Arkham Knight?
No.
Why do you guys keep talking about segues?
I love riding on segues.
Listen, Steven, I hope I got his name right. Steven Amell, the guy who plays the Green Arrow in the show Arrow, he's going to be voicing the Green Arrow in Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight, that's what
shouts out to my boy. Follow me on Twitter. So, all right, number 2 on the Edigawa report, Aquaman. What do you guys feel about Aquaman?
I don't like how that guy. I mean, I kind of see it, but that guy for some reason reminds me of Voss Montenegro from Far Cry 3. Especially the picture that they put up for him, like, just put a normal ass picture, and they put, like, some picture where he, like, no, I better, yeah, he looks like a fucking, like, looks like Kano with a fucking mohawk from fucking Mortal Kombat, and, like, wearing a blue suit in that picture they posted up with him. What's his name, like, Jason
Momoa. There we do, article to you guys. So yeah, it's been updated. It looks like Jason Momoa, if you don't know the actor, he's the guy who was in Game of Thrones, who was, in the first season. To Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah. Can I just say something about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
No offense to people that like it, because like,
have you watched it?
Your own? Yeah, I watched some of it. I just
now, well, you can't watch
no.
some of
no.
it. It's like, oh, like, jumped into the fourth episode.
No, the reason why I don't like it at all, like to begin with, like,
did you watch
the
first episode, first season?
Let me explain.
Hold on, answer my question.
It doesn't matter. No, I did not. But let me explain. All right,
then you can't watch the show.
But exactly, I don't want to watch the show. Let me explain though, because literally, what's the okay? The point of a show is to get you, you know, like, to develop characters and, like, get you attached. So, like, when something happens, listen to me. When something happens, you know, like, you actually, from what I heard, literally everyone that's anyone in the freaking show already, like, dies. What's the point? Like, you already, like, what's the point of watching that? Your favorite character.
That's not true.
That's not true.
So it's like, all I hear is all these characters.
No, you don't watch the show.
Like, saw
the
South
don't watch
Park
the show.
About it. Like,
I don't watch South Park
okay,
either. South Park's like, sorry.
Buster Hyman will not be joining us on any further episodes of regular podcasts for dissing Game of Thrones and South Park here.
In the
listen,
same breath. In the same breath.
Now, there's... I don't care... It's... I don't know how to explain it, but even if you're not into, like, the medieval, like, or that setting, like,
swords
it's hard
sorcery.
To... Yeah, it's hard to not like Game of Thrones because it's just so brilliantly written. Now, I don't think anyone who says that they're not into it probably hasn't watched it. I feel like if you watch, you can't come up to me with an opinion if you only watch like 4 episodes. Because I'll tell you this, My brother got me when it was like there was two episodes left from the first season. This is when the first season was first coming out to be finished. My brother comes up to me in my room one day. I'm playing video games. He's like, yo, have you ever... Because me and him are always recommending each other shows and stuff like that. And he's like, yo, have you ever watched Game of Thrones? And I'm like, no. And he's just like, oh, man, you got to watch it. I had no idea what it was and blah, blah, blah. So he puts on the first episode. And I was like, I don't know, dude. He asked me, he was so excited. He's like, yo, what'd you think? And I was like, eh. But the ending of the first episode, I was just so curious because of what happened at the ending. I was like, well, I just kind of want to see what the second episode, like, dude, like, what happens about that situation? Brandon getting pushed out of the window. Spoilers for you, but you should watch the first season and then come tell me if you like the show or not.
Okay.
Because you can't watch it. I watched the second episode and I was still like, I don't know, Andre, I really don't like it. And that was it. I didn't watch any more episodes with him. Watched two episodes and he left his USB drive with the rest of the episodes up until it was caught up in my room. And it was like a few days later. I was really bored. I was smoking some marijuana, and I was like, you know what? I feel like watching something. I was playing my Vita. Was I playing my Vita or my PSP? I was playing something, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I think it came out before the Vita came out. So yeah, I started to watch the rest of the episodes, and it got up. As I started to watch it, I started to get reeled in, and I told my brother after two episodes, I was like, I don't really like the show, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's like, it's not for me. But that completely changed as I watched the episodes. It's like a build-up. It's weird. Like, you have to start to understand the settings. I didn't really understand anything, and like my brother kind of came in with all this like pre-game knowledge and stuff he was already into the hype and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So. I can't lie. Like, I'm biased. I haven't watched it, so like, I mean, that's pretty stupid to say, like, you know, an ignorant or whatever. But like, for one, the only thing that, like, I mess with, like, the medieval ages and stuff was Lord of the Rings. You know what I mean? Game of Thrones is too big, like, to kill everyone off like
the
that.
The coolest part about Game of Thrones is that Aquaman is in it. So
oh, after... oh, yeah, motherfucker.
No, but I love fucking swords and sorcery. Like, yeah. I love D&D. Like, I've always been, like, RPG guy. Like, yeah. I've always, you know, fucking been really into, like, dragons and knights and that type of shit. So, like, I did fantasy series. Like, I did, like, the Forgotten Realms series. Like, I read, like, Dragonlance Chronicles, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the Rings, obviously. With the Robert Jordan books, Wheel of Time. So, like, that shit is, like, I love it. Like, I saw the first episode of Game of Thrones. I had never read any of the books. I still haven't to this day. But, like, I read ahead for spoilers because I couldn't, like, bear to, like, watch the show and not know what was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I've read spoilers up until where the book is, which I guess is kind of cheating, but, like, those books are fucking long and I don't have that much time. So, I mean, I was hooked after the first episode because, like, for me, that's, like all the shit that I love, like, combined into one, except it did sort of the Hollywood thing where it's, like, the gritty realism, you know? Like,
yeah.
But I guess that's the way he wrote the book, so it wasn't,
it's one of those shows that, and no matter what aspect that you look at it, like, all right, a lot of people were, in my opinion, the first three seasons of The Walking Dead were mediocre. The first, like, the second season was, it's just, I kept watching it because it does that thing where it ends it, or it's telling something that you just, even if you don't really like it, you just want to know what happens, and it keeps driving in. But Game of Thrones doesn't fall into the category as, just because it's popular, it's like, please come... Email me at ikotheraymond@gmail.com and explain to me why Game of Thrones does anything wrong. It almost does nothing wrong. Now, even looking at it from a cinematic standpoint, like, I was explaining to John the other day, he came over, and I was like, dude, it was the episode where John was holding off the wall, two episodes ago, and I was like, look at this shot right here. I've never seen a shot this before.
That was the Viper versus the Mountain.
No. It was the episode right after that where...
No, I wasn't here for that.
No. I know you didn't watch that episode with me. It was after the episode that John. It was all about the wall.
Yeah,
no. Like the day after.
Ninth episode.
John came over and I was like, dude, like I just pulled it up on my computer real quick. I was like, look at this shot. And it scene where John like walks out of the stairs and the camera starts with him and it just pans around the whole castle in one shot. It did not edit away. And then this, as someone who loves to film and is studying cinematography, holy crap, that was fucking phenomenal. There was about a minute and 15 seconds where it just was one shot. It went around the whole building, and all the major characters that were involved in that episode had like their like quick second action scene. Like it was just so, it was timed so perfectly. Not only from the way that the show is shot and filmed, the tone, just the writing gives me, like the dialogue between characters gives me goosebumps. Like, all right, if you don't
that's
watch
the thing, though, it's all about the, like. Game of Thrones is really good, and I think the word is gravitas, where it's like your emotional investment in characters, and that's why like a lot of people, but it's really as well, like it's not just always, oh, like I love that character, he died, like, you know, sometimes that does happen, like I love,
but it does it unexpectedly, but not in a Hollywood tradition.
Yeah, well,
not
I mean,
in a Hollywood tradition,
just because dude, if you haven't watched the first season of Game of Thrones right now,
yeah,
you
we're spoiling
like,
well
I'm not spoiling
up to
shit.
The show
right,
up until what the show
real quick, guys.
First of all, I don't believe in spoilers because I like
don't tell me about the book.
I'm not gonna tell you about
the
book.
The show
I'm
is
saying
that.
Spoilers is an idea I don't believe in. I think that's stupid. Like, I don't care if I know about something before it happens, like it's still the act of watching it, you know, the act of seeing the thing happen, like
all right, now big spoiler.
But either way, let me finish my thought about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah,
if I didn't know about if I knew about the Red Wedding before it happened, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But if I knew, I'm not going to tell him because I want, because I know if he watches the first season, he'll be like Leon. I was like, Leon, watch the first. My friend Leon, I was like, yo, watch Game of Thrones so we can talk about it. He watched the first three episodes. Like,
yeah.
Or he watched the first two episodes. Same thing with me.
Yeah.
But then he called me one day. He's like, yo, bro. So she wakes up out of the fire and she has dragons. They're cracking up. Huh?
I gotta be gone.
But indeed, unfortunate circumstances and emergencies, Sir Johnny Baca shall have to be leaving the Edogawa Report today. It is moving day for us. We are moving out of our old place and into our new place. So follow Johnny Baca on Twitter. Before we continue the Edogawa Report, Johnny Baca, where can I find you on Twitter?
At Vic Von Doom, VicVaughn, Doom. At twitter.com. So
Doom,
yeah, catch me on there. Catch me on there. It's been nice being on the podcast. There'll be on many more to come. So
yes.
Look forward to me in the future, and I'll look forward to you as well.
Shut up. Get out of here.
For that.
I'm just leaving us like just like that.
So all right, Johnny Baca had to leave emergency with his grandmother. Yeah, but we were going to continue regular podcasts because regular podcasts does not get interrupted.
No.
Now, even if we'd never have a third member, we are going to do something that what's it called? It's also improvisation. It's the same thing. We're going to continue.
I'm going to play both characters. I'm going to be Baca and myself.
Split personality here. This is, well, technically
unorthodox, but we're going to make it work.
Yeah. We introduce Johnny Baca, and this is what we're going to call the regular version of Fireside Chats number one. Now, this is when it's just two people, and we are two nerds. And we're keeping things a little bit more casual. It's a little bit chiller. It's Fireside Chats, inspired by Podcast Beyond and John F. Kennedy somehow.
Laid it up.
So it's a little cooler, you know. We're going to keep it more jazz, you know. Less abrupt interruptions and stuff like that.
All right,
so
okay.
Now, number three on the Edogawa Report, DC movie slate may have been revealed. Meaning that after this Justice League movie, there's going to be a couple movies coming out, and here's what they got. This is what they said. July 2016, Shazam. Christmas 2016, Sandman. 2017, Justice League. I thought that was going to be further. And in 2017 as well, Wonder Woman, which is interesting that they're going to have that within the same year. And then that same year, they're going to have a Flash and Green Lantern movie. 2017 is going to be the year for DC. And in 2018, Man of Steel 2.
That's crazy progression.
This is very interesting. Same. Now, this is according to well-known entertainer Nick. Well, we don't know how true these statements are, but I will have to say, though, I am pretty excited for these movies coming out. I'm a DC guy, way more over Marvel, so.
I don't go that far. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I do love, like, Flash, but, like, Cyborg and stuff like that. They're not really, like, they're not really pushing those movies right now. Like, they're not pushing, like, their big names. Oh, it's kind of weird.
I'm also curious as to how they're going to do these movies with the TV shows going on, like the Flash and the Arrow. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I've grown so attached to the Green Arrow that's on the CW right now or whatever, that it's just going to be weird if they decide to do another Green Arrow in the movies and it's not him. And same thing with the Flash. The Flash is a big part of the Justice League.
Absolutely.
Now, you can't have a Justice League movie without him. Now, you can have a Justice League movie without the Green Arrow because he's more of...
affiliate.
No, he's in the Justice League, but he's one of those characters that's just not as more presence. Recognizable than the Flash, Superman, Batman, and like, you know.
No lesser known.
So, I mean, are they going to have two different Flashes, like one in the TV show and then one in the movie? Like, I hope they don't do that. Like,
they probably are, to tell you the truth. I mean,
I would like to see some new actors... like on like the big screen and like introducing the Green Arrow and Flash. I don't know.
Maybe depending on how like the ratings are and how the Flash gets perceived. I mean, the show's not coming out till when?
The show is going to be sometime this year at the end of the year.
It's probably after like, you know, season or two. We're gonna see, you know, oh, you know what, this guy's getting good recognition and stuff. So just gonna put him in a movie, you know.
But yeah, as we didn't even get to finish before, because I just completely forgot, we got segued. So yeah, Jason Momoa will play Aquaman in Batman vs. Superman. So that's pretty cool. I love Aquaman. He's one of those characters that a lot of people, if you don't understand the lore, if you don't know who Aquaman is, then I feel like, you know, he's kind of like kind of corny in a way.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But he's actually badass.
He's actually really powerful, yeah. He's...
waterbender, king of the world, basically, because this, you know, our planet. I don't know. He's badass. I was looking up some videos about him today. I was talking to some of the members of Podcast Beyond, and they were, you know, everyone was talking about Jason Momoa playing Aquaman, and someone had commented, I can't think of his name right now, shout him out. He's like, oh, Aquaman's a useless character, great actor choice, but Aquaman's just like an asshole. And I was like, first of all, fuck you, buddy. Aquaman is awesome. And
obviously I haven't played Injustice.
Yeah. So I was watching some videos, and I didn't know Aquaman had made an appearance in the Superman animated series. I thought he didn't make an appearance until the Justice League show. I don't know if you ever watched.
Yeah.
We had long hair and he had the hook.
Yeah.
So I guess that was probably set sometime after, but because they're all, in as far as continuity wise, like they're all within the same universe.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think he's a great actor. Someone had mentioned on Podcast Beyond, and they said he would make an awesome Kratos.
I definitely see.
Ain't that dude bald or half bald and then just all white? That's Kratos. That's Kratos. That dude looks so much like him. Yeah. It's unfucking.
You played Far Cry, right?
Three? No.
No?
You need to play that. It's one of the best games in recent memory. I have not played
Far Cry 3.
Far Cry 4 looks very, very, very awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. Like Far Cry 3, like Boss Montenegro. Like, tell me you can't. For everyone listening right now to Podcast Regular, which is, I know everybody, because they're the best, but. Tell me you can't see him as a Boss Montenegro. Come on, if they do like a Far Cry movie, that would be the number one choice for Boss Montenegro, without a choice. I mean, he'll have to work on his voice a little bit, since, you know, like, Boss has that accent and everything, but...
Yeah, you got a point. But alright, number 5 on the Eddie Gower Report. Dead Rising 3, a little short and sweet, it's coming to PC. I don't think this was announced at E3. This was actually just recently brought up. But... just real quick, I mean, I didn't play Dead Rising 3. I don't own an Xbox One. I feel like you probably got a chance to play it.
I played the whole thing. I beat it.
How was it?
It was
better than the other two?
Ah,
different.
It's hard. Yeah, because I feel like Dead Rising 2 and Dead Rising... This one isn't as open world. Like, don't get me wrong. It's open world and everything. But this one, like, is more, like, of a set path. You know what I mean? Like, in Dead Rising 2, like, there was a bunch of psychopaths that you could or didn't have to fight. In this game, it was more like, you know, there would be three things happening at once. And, like, in Dead Rising 2, you could have, like, six things happening at once. You know what I mean? This game, they had, like... It was great.
Did you,
see the DLC coming up?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, did you download the Super Hyper Edition DLC remix?
It looks so fun.
So awesome. I wish that was a standalone DLC. Like, you didn't have to own the game for it.
Yeah, right? It's it looks so much fun. But I'm not going to lie. Being an Xbox One owner and stuff, that kind of bugs me that it's going to PC because it's, like, the only good exclusive we have. And
you guys got some other ones. Like, well...
Right now,
I'm not a Forza guy, or you have Rise. Rise is not well received. It was,
I heard it was good. People said it's fun and everything, but repetitive and stuff. So, I mean, it's not fair, kind of like. I mean, it is fair, obviously, but like Xbox is just kind of getting. Xbox
to be honest with you, I didn't think Dead Rising 3 would be a very long exclusive because it wasn't a first party studio that handled it on. The Xbox One, which is what I thought. Yeah. I thought they sold the rights to Xbox or something like that because I remember when I first saw the trailer for that game, I didn't see a Capcom logo or anywhere around that. But Capcom obviously did do it.
Capcom's up for sale. You saw that?
Oh yeah, that was number 6 on the other guy report. Oops. Okay. No, it's kind of predicted the future.
There you go.
But no, yeah, shit, fuck it.
Yeah, Dead Rising 3. For me, like an 8.8 out of 10. I mean, Dead Rising 2 would probably have gotten like a 9 out of 10, in my opinion. And Dead Rising 1 probably like around the same thing. Dead Rising 3 was fun and all. The weapons, like, way more fun. Like, there's like a traffic. Like, you have. And the thing about this game is you can upgrade weapons more. Like, you know how, like, in the second game you can combine weapons? You play the second one?
No.
No? Well, in the second one you can combine, like, weapons together. And this one you can combine, like, four things together. So, like, you can make just normal combo weapons, like, was like ultra combo weapons and like super ultra combo weapons and stuff. Like, there's one like where it's like four traffic cones connected to like a battery, and you'd shout into it, and it would like destroy everything around, like every song. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and everything just like create like a huge thing and just knocks over like all the zombies. Like, kills.
They were really creative with some of their weapons.
Definitely.
Though.
Yeah, and the vehicles too. Like, when they added vehicles to this game, like combo vehicles and stuff, like, it's so much fun. There's a motorcycle connected to a steamroller. So your front tile is a steamroller. It has fire on the sides that shoots out of it, and it's a motorcycle. You just run over the. It was awesome.
That game is ridiculous. Yeah. But all right, number 6 on the Edigal report. Capcom's up for sale, basically.
And
now,
a regular podcast is going to buy it. So
yeah.
Give us your ideas
you know,
and stuff.
All
yeah.
those Mega Man games you've been wanting, ladies and gentlemen, putting them out, bro.
You
got
you,
bro.
We got you.
You want Resident Evil to be fixed camera angles again? We got you, bro.
Definitely, yeah.
Got you, bro.
Want to fix what they did to Resident Evil 6, Resident Evil Chronicles? All
you
those
want me to, you know, have to find ink ribbons to save your game? I got you, bro.
Yeah,
I got you, son.
You want that? Oh, you want that Resident Evil 2 and 3 remakes? Done.
Yeah,
got you.
We all thought that was gonna happen when they were doing that for the GameCube, but they never did that.
So just make sure you're following us on Twitter so you know about the updates with Capcom. You know, one more time, you know, at Ico the Rain Man and at Buster Hyman. You know,
yeah, there you go. We will be buying Capcom.
But
this actually makes me wonder: does Microsoft or Sony get a chance to buy it? Because I don't want them to buy it.
I don't think either of them are gonna.
I don't want Sony to buy Capcom. I don't even think that would be possible because I don't know if they would. Well,
I'm the either of them.
Because and the reason why I say that is because I don't want people who own Xboxes to not be able to play games from Capcom vice versa. Like, or you know,
Sony. Don't get me wrong, exclusives are important to consoles, but I mean, like you said, like,
that would be ridiculous if Sony owned Capcom.
Yeah, because then Xbox is literally fucked.
Yeah, Xboxes.
Xbox is already fucked for the Xbox One users out there. Because I'm an Xbox One user. Like, games with gold. Yep. Halo Spartan Assault, which is, I mean, it's not their fault because there's nothing out right now, but I mean, Halo Spartan Assault and Max the Dark Brotherhood, like, those games are cool and all, but come on now. PS3, PS4, and way better
games. The more interesting games have been coming out for 360 because they just have a more back catalog of games to release.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have an Xbox One, your games for gold are probably not going to be that great unless they start releasing some indie titles. Which
you like
cool.
Halo, right?
I love Halo. Dude. I told people on Podcast Beyond, listen, I'm going to buy an Xbox One just to play Halo.
Yeah. Okay, well, basically what Halo Spartan Assault is, have you ever played Super Smash TV? like on the end, like.
No, I mean, I know what Hail Swarm Assault is.
Oh, you know, it's, yeah. I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that whole bird eye view and like you have to add. If you want to get gold stars, you have to add like ridiculous skulls that like ones like the more you shoot, the more your shield goes down, and then the other one that gives you the most is once you only have shield. So if you waste your shield, you die. And like so many times I've been just like not paying attention to shooting, and then yep, I'm dead. But yeah,
random. I don't know. When I first got my PS4, I didn't want to buy any games. At least not at first, because I just spent $400, obviously. But hey, I had PS Plus, and like I got Rezogun for free. I got Outlast for free, which that's is that amazing. That creepy game. Yeah. Like, I think. Oh no, there was another game too. I didn't really play. It was like, it was that one with a girl in it. She like could go into the shadows. I forgot what that game's called.
Indie.
No. Yeah, Contrast, I think is what it's called. Something, I don't know. It just came out on Xbox One recently, I heard.
If you know what the name of that game is, hit us up on Twitter, you know, sometime, at Ico the Rain Man. And
they're probably Shining. Yelling at the mic, and why don't you know?
We're not plugged. We're not plugging our Twitter. We're just, you know, giving you a chance to let us know.
Yeah, bro, you know.
I mean, if you want to follow us, go ahead.
Tell your mom to follow us. Tell your mom to follow me on Twitter.
Definitely tell your mom to follow me on Twitter.
But, so yeah, I don't know. That's will be that. Let's move on here with the Edigawa report. We got number 7, which is, it's a little bit unorganized today because I have not prepared. It's been a crazy week with news. Yeah. After E3, everything slowed down a little bit. Let's see here. Before we start talking about our E3 roundups and everything that we thought, let me see here. Some quick notes. I don't even know if there's anything much more to bring up as far as interesting news.
Oh, yeah, guys, my girlfriend's mom is having a baby right today or tomorrow or something, so that's always cool. But
true. Well, wait, when is she due?
I don't know. She was supposed to be due the 10th, and it hasn't come out yet. And she said they went there for pre-checkups and everything. It's going on Monday. I know how much you guys want to hear about that, because I know how much you guys care, so I just had to let you guys know. I command in the spaceship and bring along, sing along songs that I stole from the Klingons. Drink on and on and on and on. A song more ape shit than King Kong. King John seems gone from the throne that he's been on. There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. All right, well, we're probably going to end the Edigawa report right now, and we're probably going to segue into our E3 roundups, and anything that is brought up is probably just going to be any addition stuff that I would have brought into a regular podcast. Let's do it.
So, okay. Okay, E3, last week, we did not record regular podcast. Bit of a hectic week. We decided to wait for all the video game news to go out throughout the week, because we knew if we recorded one day, 2 days later, there's just going to be so much shit announced that we decided to wait to E3. We don't know if we'll do that next year. Probably not. We probably will have a... I'm probably going to create like...
A mini-series
maybe? Like a three-part mini-series for... Or, you know, however days that E3 lasts, we'll do like a mini-podcast. Basically just talk about everything that happened throughout the day. And then we'll have one final one, you know... the week following, just basically wrap everything else up. And after everything has sunk in, see what we thought.
Definitely.
So, let's start things off. The Microsoft conference. Buster. Xbox One owner. I do not own an Xbox yet. Now, the reason why I don't own an Xbox yet is because there's no games that I want on it.
There's no games at all, actually.
There's like no games that I... Even when I got it, there's no games that I predicted myself wanting. And that's why I bought my PS4, because I knew... there was going to be games that were exclusive to it, because Sony has very good exclusive first party.
I feel like Microsoft is more, you know, westernized and everything, like, if that makes sense. Because, like, Sony and all Japan, and it's everything, American, like... So, exactly, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I feel like Sony is definitely getting ahead of the game really early, which is really good, because, like, you know, you can just tell by the sales and everything. Like, you can just tell by, you know, fan reactions and stuff. Phil Spencer keeps talking games. And don't get me wrong, Phil Spencer's doing amazing. We were talking about this earlier, like... He did a 180 for Microsoft, you know. He said he listened to us, heard what we had to say and everything, and he was changing everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
But at the same time...
Which is insane, by the way. That all of that stuff just completely is no more within several months. It hasn't even been a year since the Xbox has been out.
Exactly. Which is cool, though, because maybe, like, you know, maybe Phil Spencer could be, like, the next, like, you know, this would be, like, the renaissance for Xbox, basically, because right now we're, like, in the dark ages. I'm sorry, like, I'm an Xbox One owner, okay, and, like, I'll tell you the truth, that whole Snap TV, everything, that's cool and all, but, like, I'm a gamer first, you know, which is funny, because everyone bashed Microsoft for that, and not to, like, bash Sony or anything, because both, you know, companies are awesome and everything. But that now Sony's bringing out all this Sony TV thing at E3, and now no one's saying anything. Oh, awesome, Sony TV, all stuff. But then when Xbox was doing the TV, they're like, why do I want a TV on my Xbox?
People definitely gave Sony shit for when they brought up that Powers thing. Like, it's cool, yeah. Like, if they would have brought it up just for... People were like, all right, people didn't complain that Microsoft talked about TV. People complain that Microsoft talked about TV their whole conference when they first announced the Xbox before E3. Now, Powers, when getting into the Sony way here, was kind of hard for me to watch because when I first started to watch it, I was like, oh, this is awesome. I know this is cool. They're making shows. And I was like, all right, that's all I needed to know. And it just kept going on and on and on. It was just, like, way too long. They really could have just cut that thing for what it was. Like, he was up there for, like, 5 minutes, it felt like. That could have been, like, a minute and a half, 2 minute thing.
That's what I feel, though. Like,
First of all,
filler. You know what I mean?
Don't show up to a press conference to announce a TV show and you don't have a trailer for it. And the only thing you have is, like, just artwork for the off of the comic book show. Fucking terrible.
Yeah, dumb.
Microsoft did that too with Halo.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh my god, I'm about to see a trailer for a Halo show right now. It's gonna be on TV.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nothing.
Fucking bullshit. But some good things, though. We're kind of being a little downer here on Xbox. There were some interesting things
there.
They got Sunset Overdrive, which looks fucking awesome.
Really excited about. Like,
can't wait to play that game. Phantom Dust.
Phantom
very
Dust
niche
legit.
Xbox game that I remember. Xbox. And you're talking to, well, I know everything, but as far as games. But, dude, when they announced Phantom, I was like, this is awesome. Because when I had the first Phantom, I still have this game, actually. I still have the game.
What is it? Issue.
Well, no. They all, like, all these people, like, they have, like, powers, and, like, they do, like, Kamehamehas, and they do, like, energy beams, and they throw them at each other, but it has, like, and they have, like, magic powers, and, like, the way that they attack each other is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a kind of, like, card battling, but it's, like, but not card battling, but it's, like, live action, but they implement, like, this weird RPG thing.
It works.
Yeah. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
It was a, I remember when that game came out, it was actually relatively cheap. I remember. I don't even remember. But Phantom Dust was cool.
I don't even remember.
I mean, you could always expect Halo to be mentioned at a Microsoft press conference. I'm going to buy an Xbox One just to play the Master Chief Collection.
Which
I fucking love
deal.
Halo.
$60, you get Halo 1 through 4, beta to Halo 5, Halo TV show, or whatever that is. Like, I thought that's amazing. Like,
wait, they gave you
$60.
They don't give you their show. Or...
They give you, like, early access to the TV show or something to do with the show, like
get Halo 2
multiplayer.
Original Halo
multiplayer?
Untouched.
Oh,
awesome.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait. HD graphics.
But does that count for the first one too? Like,
that's what I was at. I forget what I was asking. Was that talking to you about that?
No.
I was talking to someone about Halo and I'm like, no, it was you, I think. Because I was talking about Halo 1, how after it came out on the computer, they had implemented a multiplayer that they didn't have for Xbox. And the
They had the multiplayer, which is online.
Yeah. And the original, like, for Halo 1?
PC version was online, yeah.
No, I'm talking about for Xbox.
Yeah, it had multiplayer, dude.
Halo 1 had multiplayer on Xbox.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard this here first on a regular podcast. This guy's an Xbox owner.
Pretend you didn't say that. I was a PlayStation 2 owner back then, okay? Back then I was PlayStation 2.
Okay.
I didn't have money I wasn't broke. I just didn't have enough money to be just, I'm going to get an Xbox and a PlayStation 2 and a GameCube, so I just stick with the PlayStation 2 and I'm sorry.
That's just crazy, dude.
Multiplayer, I know, but it had, like, online multiplayer.
No, not the first one.
That's what I'm saying.
It had online on the PC.
No, I'm talking about the Xbox.
Yeah, it had local multiplayer, not online.
No, okay.
Halo
See,
2 was the first one that was online.
Retract that whole thing, making
He's
me look
drunk,
stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Making me look stupid over here, Mr. Aiko, okay? I was saying that online.
Aiko the Rain Man, you gotta say the whole thing. All caps.
Aiko the Rain Man.
Follow me on Twitter.
Hell yeah. Follow me on Twitter, bro. But no, No, I was saying that Halo 1 didn't have multiplayer on Xbox. Not on, online multiplayer on Xbox. Not regular local multiplayer. No, local multiplayer on Halo was like a staple for like the franchise. It was amazing. Like, you know, I can't tell you how many hours I spent playing Halo with my friends, just chilling in the couch or like in their room, fucking four-player Halo tournaments and stuff like that. It was amazing.
So awesome.
You know what I mean?
So awesome.
And the maps were fucking like simple but fun as hell for some reason.
Oh, God. Halo 1's multiplayer.
Nostalgia as fuck. But no. Yeah, and then it came on the computer, and I got it for the computer, and because I didn't have an Xbox or whatever after it came out, so I always wanted to play it, and then I played it online or on the computer online, and the multiplayer on that was amazing. Like, it was so much fun, like, especially with people making the modded maps and stuff, making their own maps, like, it was insane. So I'm really hoping, like, maybe they'll have, like, an online multiplayer for Halo 1, too. They said they're going to have over 100 maps.
Well, they have all the original maps for the games. Now, my Xbox 360 broke before Halo 4 came out. I never got to play Halo 4. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that I wanted to go back and play. So now that you're going to get like a super next-gen HD version of it, sort of. Hell yeah, I'm all up for that. So I'm trying to think of what else Microsoft press conference really just like interested me. Platinum is working on a new game. I can't remember the game because I can't even pull up. Well, the internet. I'll pull it up right now.
He's drunk.
No, it's just my phone battery's dying, and technical difficulties is, what's the Platinum game that they're working on that's exclusive for the Xbox One? It was the trailer where the guy was like fighting dragons and all that shit, and he summoned his dragon, and he transformed into something. He's like wearing headphones.
I want to say, okay, like, because, no, it's definitely not. So, No Man's Sky was on Sony's, right? That's what everyone was freaking out.
Yeah, that's
what Sony. What the hell? Okay, let's just try to recap all the games. They had Crackdown 3, Halo 5, and like the whole Halo Master Chief Edition, Sunset Overdrive, Phantom Dust, Killer Instinct Season 2, which
was briefly like
mentioned into detail with that. I know what you're talking about. I can't remember either though. For some reason, it's probably because it's pretty late right now. We're doing this and like kind of like groggy. Anyway,
I'm looking for the game. Right?
Yeah. Speaking of which, just while he's looking, with all the E3 going on and everything, people were really getting mad that they were doing backstage like
Fable Legends is one we didn't forgot to mention. Forza Horizon 2,
which I don't really about.
Ori and the Blind Forest, which looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that looks great.
Chief Collection.
Chief Collection.
Wow, is all they put there?
Well,
this is just a list of some games that they decided to put, not every game. But yeah, that game that Platinum is working on for Microsoft right now, I don't even know if it's given like an official name for it yet. I'm pretty sure that they have it. That looks interesting, even though it's just a CG trailer. Want to see some gameplay?
That's another thing. Like, a lot of fucking trailers, no gameplay. Everyone was so hyped
on Microsoft's end. Yeah, on Microsoft's end. Yeah.
Microsoft, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying like on Sony, I heard like Uncharted 4 was just a CG trailer.
Yeah, it was the first one. We never had one before, so it was like a big deal. So,
okay,
yeah,
what I was getting into a segue real quick was that like after E3, especially with like Nintendo, I heard they're releasing. They're like talking about a bunch of things, but like,
I thought Nintendo's press conferences, and they did it digitally, was way better than Microsoft's, and I wasn't expecting that.
Nintendo's legit.
Yo, Nintendo, like what the fuck are they going to do this year? And they really just doubled down on what they do best, and is make great games for their systems. Yeah. And you got a new Zelda trailer. Woo! Boy, does that Zelda. I guess we're going into the. Alright, before we get into completely Nintendo here, because we're segueing into this, what would you give Microsoft's press conference out of 10?
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was decent. I didn't think it was, like, bad. Heard good things. I didn't really hear anything bad about it. I gave it, like, a 7.5.
Okay. Yeah, I would have to agree with you. It's a 7. You know, it was better than last. You know what? I thought last year's press conference for Microsoft was better than this one. Now, the only reason why they got flack last year is because of the price, but the way that they transitioned into all their games, like starting off with the Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer, being that the first gameplay that we see, hell yeah, I was just like more blown away then.
For Xbox?
I just like Xbox's press conference last year because it was their first time there, and just all these games that... All the games that they really announced last year, there's here again. There were some other new ones, but yeah, I just wasn't like surprised. So yeah, it was just a solid conference. Like I wasn't like surprised. Like when we first started, like last year's Microsoft conference, we started off the first. They didn't even really say it. Like, oh, here's the game, and then like it was like the dude Snake riding on the horse, and I was like, is that Metal? Wait, what? Oh my! I flipped out, dude, and it looks so good. So yeah, there was none of those moments. Microsoft conference, solid 7. Nintendo, fucking.
I think Nintendo was the best.
Awesome. Now, they definitely get to see the difference between like having like a conference that like is set up like a TV show, in a sense of you don't have to worry about performing in front of a live audience and like. You know, and stuff like that, like because I'm sure, like you, the people who made the E3 Nintendo Direct Live thing probably filmed it and had like 4 or 5 hours to just like sit on it and like you know maybe we should take this out, put this back in, and trim this little shit because you know someone else or blah blah blah. Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was good. Correct me if I'm wrong. The people who work on Robot Chicken, they did they do the transition scenes between the Nintendo scenes. Things? Yeah. Fucking awesome!
Seth Green,
brilliant, brilliant, so brilliant. Was not expecting that.
That was pretty.
And in the Super Smash Brothers trailer with Miyamoto, I forgot the president of Nintendo right now. His name, fucking terrible. Him and Reggie. Just like brawling at it and like explaining some of the new features of Brawl. It was just, it was very short and sweet. They announced that the game X is actually called Xenoblade X Chronicles, which is awesome. That game looks fucking phenomenal. I would definitely be playing that on the Wii. Actually, I see a lot more reasons to buy a Wii U than an Xbox One right now.
Yeah.
That's not...
Them both consoles today. Well, I mean...
Well, Before
we get into the Sony thing, though, most of Sony's things were like what we were saying. Like,
oh, there's a lot of
games are coming, but like...
Hold on. No. You're since you don't keep up with some of the hardcore Sony games that you don't... I'm going to announce to you that you don't know about. Mm-hmm. This is why... you have to have a PS4 and a Nintendo because I feel like I'm going to buy another Halo machine again. I'm going to get another Halo machine, bro. There's going to be some games that come out for it that maybe...
You know, like Gears of War? No. There was a new Gears of War announcement, wasn't there?
No.
That's what I heard.
No, there wasn't.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a fan of Gears of War.
How? Have you played it?
Yeah.
Don't like
all three of them.
That's crazy.
Don't like them. Why I played all three of them for a game I don't like is beyond me. I like the first one for a while.
Well, I mean, you watched two seasons of a show you
didn't. Actually, you know what? I liked Gears of War 1. Played the shit out of it with the multiplayer.
And you didn't like
play the story player. No, I loved the multiplayer when it was me and my friends. And then second one came out. I didn't buy the second one. I was like, oh, this is more of the same thing. Like, I mean, like. They didn't do anything like so like reinventing like with the second and third one that like when the first one came out, like there's never like in a way there's never like a game like that before. I never seen a game that looked like that before, graphically. I was like, this is the best game I've ever seen in my life. Like
you say
like,
that, I mean it'd be the same thing about Halo.
But even at the core of like Gears of War, I didn't give a shit about the multiplayer. It was really, I mean, not the multiplayer. I didn't give a shit about the story.
You didn't?
Or anything of that. I don't even remember. Marcus Fenix is like the only character's name I remember. The multiplayer was fun. I thought the gameplay was cool. But then I just got bored after a while. Me and my uncle played the shit out of that game. Wow, I forgot to play that with him.
I played Gears of War 3 like.
Go here.
Religiously, like I played it a lot, like so I got like to a point where I was like getting really fucking good, and then like eventually, like this happens to me a lot of games, like I get really really good, and then like I kind of get bored, like not to be hard ass or anything, like it's just like not fun. I don't know, like
yeah, I mean I got that after the first one, you know? and then I was like you know, and then the second one's announced, which is cool, but I like. I don't know. Like, hey, from Halo 1 to Halo 2 is a substantial difference of game. Like, it's almost, you know. Nintendo's conference is dope. Smash Brothers.
Hyrule Warriors, right?
Hyrule Warriors, which surprisingly looks like a lot of fun.
It looks kind of
Dynasty
like,
Warriors. Yeah, Dynasty Warriors. I'm not a fan of Dynasty Warriors, but if you put Zelda aesthetics over it and...
Zelda's a character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't play Zelda?
No, I mean.
Oh, you meant she's a character. Like, she's a character, right? Yeah, as all like the main. Yeah, the main character. Yeah. Like, you know, Link has been obviously confirmed. There's
that one.
One of like the ladies who protects Zelda. Yeah, Zelda herself. Like probably there. Ganon will be one of them. Sheik will probably be one of them.
That's cool.
So yeah, I thought the Nintendo press conference was solid and sweet. You know, I have to start thinking that Nintendo is just not like those. It's just not a system that's just gonna get like, you know, Far Cry 4, Fallout 4, Assassin's Creed Unity. It's not gonna get those games. Like, you're buying it for like what they make, and like those niche Japanese games that the developers are gonna make for, because they're just third party. You know what? Those games would be on the Nintendo console if the Nintendo console. Like, all right, could you imagine if I said this before? Could you imagine if the Wii U, which is technically was the first of the next generation of Nintendo consoles, or next generation consoles, which is now our current gen? Could you imagine if the Wii U, upon being released, was equally as powerful as the Xbox One or the PS4? That means that.
That'd be insane.
That would have. I don't understand, like, how Nintendo didn't see that. That would have been put them so much more ahead than Sony and Microsoft, as far as just people would have bought it. Like, even though their infrastructure as far as online is not like what it needs to be, but like all these games that were like Watch Dogs, like they didn't announce the platforms for the game because it was a next generation game, but they could have announced it on the Wii U because it was the first next generation console. They could have had all these like real next gen games come out to the Wii U. And then, you know, when they inevitably announce Fallout 4, and then, you know, I'm sure Half-Life 3 will be announced soon, and I'll probably come to Xbox One and PS4 and all these other games, like, you know, the new, even the Assassin's Creed that will come out next year, that's not Unity, whatever the hell they're going to call it, Assassin's Creed 5, that's not going to come out on the Wii U. Not because we don't like Nintendo or the developers don't like Nintendo, it's just like, bro. Like, your console is a generation behind, like, the new guys or what Sony and Microsoft is doing.
It's like when they try to, like, port Call of Duties to Wii. Like, it always comes out like shit.
Yeah, and like, it's rail just, like, shooters and stuff. And it's like, alright, I wouldn't buy Watch, if I had a PS3 and an Xbox 360 and a Wii U, I wouldn't buy Watch Dogs for that. I want to play that game on a PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, no. So it's like, the same thing happens with Nintendo, so you just have to look at it as like a Nintendo box, and like if you like Japanese games, like you're gonna get some Japanese games. Yeah, but even so, like, you know, aside from the handheld market, I feel like the Japanese developers still give Sony more love, and that's just the truth. So yeah, I'm going to round up the Nintendo thing. I'm gonna give them a solid. I'm gonna give them a little bit better of a score. 7.5.
Yeah.
It was better than what I thought it was going to be, and the Zelda trailer made it like good. Like, it would almost be an 8, but it was just short, and there was no real surprises. Like, I knew a Zelda trailer was gonna come. Like, because they announced it last year.
Yeah.
The Smash Brothers thing is like, all right, more characters and how you're going to be using the their that, toys and stuff like that. It's cool. No surprises. Like, it was a surprise when you're watching the Zelda trailer because you're just so curious as to what it was going to be. But 7.5 for me.
Definitely, I give it like, you kind of convinced me there too. I was going to give it a higher score, but after you said that, you put a good point. I give it like an 8.
An 8? All right. It's true. Moving on to Sony's conference. Arguably the most interesting one, whether it's good or bad. Thought it was a great conference. They had a little hiccup with the powers thing. They went off a little bit too long on that. But just as far as like conferences go, they had everything. They had Destiny gameplay, Assassin's Creed 3 gameplay, Far Cry 4 gameplay. They had Bloodborne, which is the spiritual successor to Demon's Souls and Dark Souls, which is exclusively on the PlayStation 4. That's not a time exclusive, ladies and gentlemen, because that is being published by Sony and is being developed by Platinum. Now, this is
Another game you're talking about?
Yeah, Bloodborne. Now, this is the way...
Platinum game? You were talking about earlier, like the
Platinum game? Not Platinum. I'm sorry. From Software. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
I'm getting a little bit confused. From Software. Now, this is, like I said, it's not a timed exclusive. This is an exclusive. Now, this is, I feel like, Sony making up for... You remember, Dark Souls is technically it's a fucking sequel, all right? It's not a spiritual successor. It's the same goddamn game, but improved. Demon Souls
is a PS3 exclusive, right?
Yeah. And Sony published that in Japan. Yeah. They own the rights to it, and that's why Demon Souls didn't come out in either console or PC. But then that game blew up, and then Dark Souls blew up even more, and then Sony kind of, like, regretted, like, hey, like, we should have, like, stayed exclusive and stuff like that. So now they basically reached out to From Software again, and they're like, hey, we need another sequel to Demon's Souls, and this is what Bloodborne is, and it's cool. It's different. It's not... I mean, it's same style of gameplay. I feel like it's going to be, like, collecting and that, like, open world, but it's not, like, medieval.
No, yeah.
It's, like, gothic, like... Yeah. It's more modern day. Victorian. Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's actually the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
I think that game looks dope. No, what else was shown there? Game of the show, ladies and gentlemen, for me, No Man's Sky. Wow, game I've... God damn it, that trailer, man. Like, that's the game I've always wanted.
It's also mentioned
that's a game I never knew I always wanted.
No, definitely. It's also mentioned, though, that Ico the Rain Man had... gone to... You went to the IMAX.
No, I watched it at home, dude.
I watched it at home.
Smoking weed, watched this shit all day, bruh. Son, did not move.
It's only, I'm coming home soon. You said that to me, remember?
Oh, yeah, that was after the conference was over. Late, and then I went to the gym afterwards. Yeah dude, I stayed at home for 2 days.
IMAX one, dude.
E3 came about.
PS3 or Sony swag. They give out, like, a couple... They give out, like, $5 PSN. They give a couple,
Oh, I didn't know that. I should have gone.
Yeah, they gave out, like, a lanyard with, like, an exclusive Sony.
Fuck, don't even tell me that. I didn't go. I had a chance to go. I didn't go.
Yeah, I thought you were there getting it. I'm like, oh, dang, he's lucky.
Well, yeah, I'd be rocking that shit now, bro. No, I would have, man. Fuck.
But
yeah, No Man's Sky, game of the show for me. They had the Metal Gear Solid trailer.
It's Metal Gear Solid Ground Zero, right?
No, 5, Phantom Pain.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they had so much stuff there.
That's like a two-part, right? Kind of?
Well, Ground Zeroes was like the prelude. Whatever.
Is this going to be like a full-fledged game, or is this going to be like the same thing
full-fledged, as... Full-fledged, yeah. Just give us a little something until the game comes out. But, fuck, what else did they have there? Grim Fandango being brought back exclusively to PlayStation Vita and PS4. Holy fuck. Now, if anyone knows about that game... Holy crap, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I already had a set in mind what the score was going to be for Sony, but now just like recalling all these games, that score just got a 0.5 higher. I don't know.
Also about like Uncharted, which
Uncharted, yeah, yeah. And it would have Uncharted trailer. I wished it would have turned into gameplay.
Yeah.
But Gamescom is coming up soon. TGS is coming up soon.
I'm probably saving some of that stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely get some gameplay by the end of the year. It's coming out next year, of course. Yeah. That D just looked too good. That just looked too realistic. So good. Can't wait to see what that game looks like in action.
Five is coming to PS4.
And that's another thing that was there. Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer.
Xbox One.
But another thing, too. God damn it. The Order 1886.
Yeah.
Whoa. Did you see that demo?
We were blown away from that.
Love that shit, dude. Fucking.
It looks sick.
You know.
People were let down by was Evolve. I heard that it wasn't that interesting.
I heard a lot of good things about it. I haven't really been keeping up with that game. I know it's going to be awesome.
It's like a Left 4 Dead copy, kind of, right?
But yeah, like as far like when he's
the gameplay and stuff.
Yeah, or the gameplay is gonna. I haven't really
like paid attention too much to it.
I know I should be.
No, yeah.
Because I know that Left 4 Dead people
gameplay. The other game they dropped was like Beast or something like that. It was something like named similar to the reminding me of Evolved. It was like Beast or something like that.
No.
Whatever. Anyway.
But that game looks good. Then the Mortal Kombat X gameplay was revealed. Sony just had it this year, man. Like,
come sooner, please, yeah.
That game's gonna come out the same time last one came out. It was April, February-ish.
Next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Early first half of the year.
I can't wait that long.
Before E3, definitely.
I need to fight with Devorah and do that sick ass fatality.
Go through your
appendix out your fucking chest. Eats your face, stomps your head out.
Yeah, but overall, dope conference. I'm trying to think. Really, the only negative I had is that power thing went on a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. PlayStation TV was announced for the US release, which is already out in Japan. But if you wanted to import it, but it only works if you have a Japanese account. Vita was briefly mentioned, which was kind of disappointing to me. Like, they had a lot of games for Vita, but as far as a conference, didn't really focus on any time for it. But going about and looking through the games, those are, if there's people out there skeptical that there's no games out for the Vita, you gotta do your research, my friend. There's too many games on the Vita.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that basically is a quick recap of, everything that happened in E3. I wasn't like too surprised with anything that Sony brought out. As far as like, I wasn't expecting it to be there.
Yeah.
But I was very impressed with all the demos that they showed. Little Big Planet 3 was there. I almost forgot about that. I think they almost opened up the show with that. Yeah, but the announcements were just very, very. Yeah. Now, getting into Sony a little bit. Now, there's a lot of games that, like you're talking about first party. Like, Sony has this shit on lock. The people who make Killzone, Guerrilla, are working on a open world RPG that is going. We don't know if it's going to be a first person shooter or a third person. It's probably going to be a first person shooter. I heard it's going to be like a sci-fi open world RPG. But more maybe like Killzone futuristic-esque, something like that. Okay. I don't know. Guerrilla was not there at E3, so they probably will be making a something at Gamescom. There was just a lot of developers from Sony that were not there, and when they asked about Shuhei Yoshida, had said that, that when their games are ready to be shown, they're going to be shown. Now, Media Molecule wasn't there. Sony Ben wasn't there. There's a lot of studios from Sony, first party, that were not there because they're all working on their projects.
Yeah.
So throughout the rest of the year, you're like, oh, there's not that much. Like a lot of these games were kind of like already like announced and like rumored like before around PS4, so like what I was saying, like before I bought my PS4, I knew what was coming up was probably going to be a little bit more interesting to me.
Definitely.
But all right, Sony's conference.
What was your score?
I'm going to give it an 8.5. I think it was just a good conference. Just a little bit better than the other ones. As far as just presentation, I just saw some games that I cared about more personally. So yeah, it's an 8.5 for me.
I'm probably gonna have to level with Nintendo too. Even though I'm an Xbox owner, but I think I'm gonna have to give it like an 8.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, not that it wasn't bad, like I said, it was good and everything, but not as many games appealed on there to me as like, Nintendo. Even Xbox, but Xbox presentation obviously wasn't as composed and everything. Like, it was good, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. People were bringing up like how like they're not really bringing anything new to the table. They're just bringing up rehashes, remakes, HD, stuff like that. Which is kind of true. I mean, and series they already get continuing, fucking Crackdown.
I forgot Crackdown was announced too. So, yeah,
I played Crackdown 1.
I played the first one, and
it was fun for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I remember my friend Peter got it. We were all really excited about it. And me and Peter played it for like 30 minutes, and then he tried to return the game because we really like maxed out the fun of that game.
Yeah, as soon as you max out your like jumping capabilities, that was fun. If I want to do that, I'll play fucking Prototype or Infamous or something. This is fucking gay.
Hmm.
I didn't play Crackdown 2, so I don't know how good that was compared to Crackdown
1. With these, like, open world games, it's like Infamous and Crackdown and stuff like that, like, I loved Infamous 1, I liked the second one, I played the second one, I didn't play all of the second one. Great now game.
You should really finish it, dude. Seriously.
I played through the first one, and I played through the third one. It'd be Platinum, the third one. What's it called? Second Platinum, never. After playing GTA, thank you, 5, it's almost, like, hard for me to, like, play an open-world game where there's, like, people for you to interact with. That's just... GTA 5 set a standard of quality of what an open-world game should be, like, for me, so much that, like, it's almost, like, despicable to play anything else that's not even, like, close to part of that. Example, I love Infamous Second Son. Now, the combat, the fun, the game was just so much fun. But when you had to go around and, like... The people, like, I'm talking about, like, little things that...
AI?
Like, no, like, just, like, the people... Like, the like in the city, like, the people driving the cars. Like
NPCs.
And the city, yeah, the NPCs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They were just very, like, dull. I mean, like, the... All right, example. Like, the people in, like, the cars, like, never got out of the car. They didn't yell at each other. They didn't yell at you. They didn't really react. Like, they just, like, were just, like, almost like mannequins driving a car. And then, like, the people... all would, like, react the same way.
Yeah,
and after playing GTA 5, where there's none of that, it's so like...
much interaction.
Like, you never... It,
you run into somebody, it almost get brings, mad and fight you, like...
No, but I'm not even, like... I wasn't even trying to, like, look at that as, like, a reason to hate on Infamous. But, like, just... I literally, like, fresh from... I started GTA... Beat GTA 5 and then started Infamous Second Son. I finished... I finished 5, like, right around the time that it came out. And it was just, like... Fuck, man, like, you guys killed it for everyone else. That was really good. So, I don't know. I don't know if I will be rebuying GTA 5.
I don't know either. I mean, I kind of want
not super HD version, because it's like, I have, unless there's like a trade in thing where you could trade it upgrade.
That's the thing is, I had a collector's edition, so I'm kind of voting on that.
So, now, look, if it's the same game, better graphics, I couldn't care.
But I have like the little collector's tin and all that crap, and like,
I wouldn't need to upgrade if it's just better graphics. Which is really all that it's going to be.
Yeah, that's really...
Because all of the downloadable
content... I saw the graphics there. Did you see it? They posted on Beyond.
Well, they had, like, that trailer.
No, they had, like, screenshot comparisons of, like...
Oh, really?
Certain places and, like...
All right, I gotta check that out.
And, like, it was pretty big difference. At first, like, the first screenshot I saw, I'm like, is this trolling? And, like, when you look at the other one, it's like, whoa.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty... It's pretty big. The mountains and stuff, like, blown away.
Yeah.
What was the game you're talking about? It looks like something with realistic graphics. Like, it looks like real life. You're talking about it. You're like freaking out. It was coming out. Can you tell me about that?
Uncharted.
Is that what it was?
I said yeah. Well, the trailer just looks so good.
No. There was a game you told me that looks like it's a game, but with like the real life graphics. Like, it looks like you're playing real life. That's what you said. Yeah. Didn't do. I can't remember. do you have any more to say about the conferences? Because I have a question to bring up then.
No, going into our conference talk is over. Everything is just general segue.
Definitely. Okay. What do you think? What didn't show up at E3 that you were waiting for? Like, what's some things that you like really were looking forward to?
Final Fantasy 15.
Final Fantasy 15.
I was hoping that they were there. But I knew that wasn't going to be, like, a few weeks before, like, 2 weeks, Square Enix, and I was like, hey, which is cool, like, when developers do this, like, at least it seems to be, like, a thing, like, hey, we're not going to be at E3 this year, but just letting you know that the game is going along great.
Yeah.
Like, we just need a little bit more time. There's going to be some reveals soon.
Exactly.
Just, like, stay tuned, maybe, you know, sometime after E3, probably Gamescom, TGS, definitely we'll see some shit from Final Fantasy by then.
Yeah.
I was really hoping to see that game. Just such an impressive trailer last year.
Definitely.
And it broke my heart, no Kingdom Hearts 3, but at the same time, I kind of expected to see anything about that game for a while.
I'm going to keep it under wraps for a little bit.
Yeah.
What I was really looking forward to,
I was hoping to see Guerrilla's new game. Guerrilla, like,
yeah,
I like Killzone. I like all the games that they've made.
Not
a huge Killzone fan, but I could appreciate, like, there's quality there, and there's like really good, like, there's a good amount of thought put into Killzone, and just like the idea of them doing an open world RPG of
whatever kind it may be, is sounds like really interesting.
Definitely.
Disappointing. I wish they would have like announced. I wish there would have been like some big Vita game that just was like yeah. no one was expecting. Maybe like there was like this rumor that came out at like Grand Theft Auto. Like there was like some City Stories like trademarks like that were registered. No. Well,
beyond that.
Yeah, I can't remember what the trademark was. I can't remember what the trademark was, but like people are like, is San Andreas Stories coming out?
Oh, right.
And I was
which
like,
would have been sick.
Fucking
fuck. I didn't even have a Vita, but
Sony had to pay for that for the first two that came out on the PSP. Like,
I remember
should, those I do that.
I played
again,
both of those. Man, Vince Vass, that's my man. Bro. No, Vince.
I played the shit out of Liberty City Stories. I didn't play Miami.
Wasn't it Tommy Vercetti in that one too, or Claude? The main character.
For I don't remember. I don't remember.
I know the second one was Vince or Vaughn or Vince Vaughn. Yep. Vance or something like that. I forget the black guy.
But yeah.
For me,
I was disappointed on like the Xbox end.
Yeah.
Because
didn't bring anything that much to think.
But
I was disappointed as fuck that there was no talk whatsoever, anything about Shenmue. Are you serious?
Oh my
Come
god.
On now.
Yeah.
They were talking about like
they may have to kickstart that game.
They took the trademark for Shenmue or something.
That'll
like that.
Be like a TGS thing.
Dude, they better, bro. They better, bro.
Bill Spencer said a comment on that game.
Yeah,
like
he said something.
He mentioned it. Like,
he's like
he knows.
You know, he said was the number one most requested game that he's heard about. Like, they want information on was Shenmue 3. That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah. He said like out of like every game that people wanted to know about, Shenmue was like the most. And he's like, and like before he had said something about they don't want to really dwell into that, but after that, like, come on, you at least just.
You know, Microsoft has said, like, if Phil Spencer says he has, like, some games that are going to be, like, very Japanese-centric, like, games, like, I wonder if that was maybe something he's talking about, but it was just too early for them to bring it out of TGS.
I hope so. I really want them to just at least get an HD remake going. I mean, like, get the HD remake of 1, see how that goes, and then go from there. I mean, like, with the buzz of Shenmue 1 after it was all done said, because, you know... Shenmue wasn't really that well known. Like, they didn't really market it well, in my opinion. I didn't see any commercials, any ads.
Well, that was like Dreamcast era. Like, I doubt I would. I doubt I would remember.
I remember Crash Bandicoot.
I don't remember any
commercials.
I remember. I feel like I feel like man. I think I did see like some Crash and Spyro
live action.
But I don't I don't remember any commercials when I was young. Like not even a Mario. I don't think I've ever seen a Mario commercial on TV. Though.
Back in
that era,
I seen like Super Mario All Stars commercials. I remember like they came out with that game and like they were like showing like you can play all your favorite Mario games in one or whatever. But like. That's what I'm saying. Like, it didn't really have that much press to the game. You know, like, now that everyone knows about, like, you know.
I wonder how that game sold on Xbox.
Which one?
7.
Didn't do much better than the first because.
I want to look that up. Another year where Phantasy Star refuses to be announced for the Western audience. Fuck you, Sega. Yeah. Oh, and another year where Capcom refuses to announce a Monster Hunter game for the consoles. Fuck
because
you, Nintendo 3DS.
Another thing that we'll be
taking
care of.
I don't
want to
play Monster Hunter and not get trophies.
It's okay, we'll be taking care of that when we go to Capcom.
Oh, yeah. Regular podcast, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't listen earlier, is buying Capcom. So
Monster Hunter, Mega
will be
Man.
Released on PS5 and
Xbox
90. 500
yeah.
million.
1,000.
True. So, I don't
know.
It,
we keep it 300, guys, okay?
I'm trying to think. There was something else I wanted to bring up from Sony's conference, or just a game that I forgot to even bring up that was being played there. Can't remember. But, yeah, I can't think of much more disappointing things. It was just overall solid E3, no big surprises.
Guys,
yeah,
don't be too hard unless it's like 3 in the morning right now we're at.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
no excuse, but, you know, it's also like if we're forgetting some things, you know, like.
Yeah, we've been recording for a pretty solid time now. We'll probably start to wrap everything up. We won't do our ending conversation as we usually do because Johnny Baca was going to be a big part of that. But we did get to talk a little bit. It was a fireside chats episode.
The first one, right?
Recapping everything that happened with E3.
John, if you're listening, I mean, excuse me, Baka, if you're listening, thanks for fucking this up for us.
Yeah, bro.
You're such a dick.
Yeah.
Gosh.
If he was here, this episode would have, just because we would have helped each other say, yeah, like another 45 like, minutes.
More, it would have helped us to get more energetic. Like,
we,
I mean,
we probably would now be getting our E3 roundup.
Yeah, exactly. We would have definitely gone more into. So, thanks again, Baka. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter at Vic Von Doom.
Make sure you follow him and then you unfollow him.
Yeah, just follow him. No, let's get his followers to like 10,000 and then everyone just all unfollow him at once. Just do that. You like, yeah. So, yeah, fuck you, Baka. Thanks.
So, yeah, man. Another good. Ark, that's what I remember. Arkham Knight was Sony Conference, too.
Like, yep.
Fucking Oh. How did we forget that game? All right. Aside from No Man's Sky, that was probably my game of the show, just from what I seen in that trailer.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, I didn't know a game could look that good. Huh. Arkham Knight.
Oh, okay.
Graphics, like...
I tell you the truth, I still haven't finished Arkham Origins. I played Arkham
City. You have Origins on 360?
Yeah. I'm playing... it's actually Andre's. Let me borrow it. So I was playing that. I didn't borrow it.
I don't have an Xbox 360. Why? Not anymore. It broke.
Why though?
Huh?
Why though?
Why did it break? Red Rings.
Why
do I want Origins?
No. Why does that have to do with
No. I wanted to. I want to play Origins.
Oh right.
I have to buy it on PS3. You know what I mean? I was gonna buy.
Have you played it yet or no?
No. I'm actually finishing Arkham City right now.
Dude, amazing game.
Like I'm literally that's what I'm playing. Like.
How you like it?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I got the game when it came out, and then like 2 weeks later, my PS3 broke.
Oh sweet.
And then. Like, I was like, I didn't get, like, a PS3 until, like, a year later, because I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
Speaking of which, also, just a little last segue, I guess. PS3s play PS1, guys. Breaking news.
Jeez. Yeah, Buster didn't know this, that the fat PS3s play PS1 games. Now, depending on which generation fat ones that you have, it could play PS2 games as well. Like mine. PS2, 3, and 1. So,
played PS3 and PS1. I didn't realize. And after I tried PS2 and it didn't work, I'm like, all right, then what the hell? Like, I didn't even think to try PS1 discs, but apparently, yeah, I'm gonna be plugging in my old PS3 again and try that out. You know, play some Spyro, finish that game finally. Because right when I was about to beat it on the last level, I broke my PS1.
I like this thing. Like, this weird niche with me lately. Like, if a game doesn't have trophies in it and it's on the PlayStation console, it's like, I don't want to play you because I know, like, a week later there's gonna be like an HD version announced. It's like, oh fuck you. Yeah,
you don't have like that sense of like achievement, like you know,
like I waited, like I
imagine
bought
Parasite Eve.
I know this sounds
with, like, trophies.
I know this sounds weird, but I had like a bad feeling that Kingdom Hearts 3 would never be made, and if I beat the second game, that I would never get to figure out what happens in the third one. And Kingdom Hearts 2 came out in 2004. I don't think I beat Kingdom Hearts 2 until 2008. Now, I'm really a huge fan, but I did this as well for Shenmue 2. I'd never beat the second game because I knew there may never be a third one. So it's a stupid reason as to not to finish the game. Because it was such a story arc driven game that I didn't want to get to the end of the game, and then it's just like, well, okay, cool. You'll never get to figure out what happens. Fuck you. Peace, bro.
Going to
so,
Hong Kong?
No, no, no.
Fuck
but
you.
When I picked up Kingdom Hearts 2 back again in 2008, which was not too long ago. See, if I would have known that they were going to do an HD remix with trophies and whatnot. See, back then, even if they announced an HD remix, I wouldn't have cared because I was like, oh, this is better graphics. But I didn't give a shit about trophies back then.
Yeah.
After I started listening to Podcast Beyond, like Greg, Colin, and Ryan, like
he jumped on the trophy bandwagon.
Yeah, Greg. Well, it was most Ryan was never into it, but it was Greg and Colin. Like just their talk about trophies, it just made me kind of like, if I could platinum my favorite games, I would. Now I played Kingdom Hearts 2, like on a PS2, and I like completed everything.
Yeah.
Got all his like different color things maxed out, got all the powers, got all the swords, like got them all to level 100, beat the game on like the highest difficulty, like the first time, like that, like again, like me replaying it for the second time in 2008, or in the, when the game came out, I stopped playing it about towards the end of the game, and then when I picked it back up, just completed everything. Now, I don't know if I could do all of that again, try to get a platinum. I will say though, I try to play Kingdom Hearts 1 HD remix, and that game did not age well.
Well, the game has aged fine, but that game's camera has not aged well at all.
Alice in Wonderland is, like, such a pain in the ass, just because, like...
It's just terrible, even with adding the camera on the right analog stick. It's funny, though,
when I was younger, I didn't notice it that much. I loved the game, couldn't even bother with the camera.
The reason why the camera is so bad in Kingdom Hearts 1 and even the HD remix is because... If you remember that the camera on Kingdom Hearts 1 wasn't mapped to the right analog stick, it was mapped to the shoulder buttons, which was weird. Which
is weird, yeah.
But the camera only moved in two directions. It would only pan around you or go like vertically like that.
Yeah.
Now, in Kingdom Hearts 2, it's everywhere. Gyroscope. Yeah, it was like a gyroscope. You could go literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, and there's like that fluid motion.
Is there a button to click that would like center for you too? Like to click the right analog stick and like center?
Yeah. And now in Kingdom Hearts, the remix, like when you, all right, like example, like if you're playing the game and you tilt the right analog stick like upper right,
yeah,
the camera doesn't go that way.
No, yeah,
because they can't.
Yeah.
The game is not designed to have gyro, like the free roam camera that the second one.
Yeah.
And that really shows its date when you play it now. It was like literally almost unbearable to play the game. Like it was like, wow, like I was like having like a frustrating time playing with the controls. And you get used to it after a while, but it's still like, oh man. So, and then that game requires 3 playthroughs to be able to platinum it. I hope to fucking God I don't do that with the remix of the second one. But I probably will sit through that and platinum it, and I also will platinum Birth by Sleep. Promise that.
They brought that out for PS.
That's coming out on PS3.
You're right, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I haven't played it, unfortunately, because I didn't have a...
I have one. I have PSP. The game I didn't...
Come on, PSP, right?
Yeah. I have a lot of games.
Did they get one with the 3DS one, too?
Yeah. You guys are probably going to wonder, like, he has all these games and he just didn't play through them. Dude, I, let you know, ladies and gentlemen listening to regular podcasts, I still buy a lot of games, and I won't play them until months, years later, just how I am. And it depends on the game if it gets me in the mood to be able to beat it and complete it through, like, at one time. I have a lot to do. I don't play as much video games as I used to. I mean, yeah, that's true. I, you know, women, music, filming just takes up a lot of my time.
Life.
So, but I follow video games even more than I did ever before. But I just don't have as much time to invest in, in these games as much. But that's that. That's all you need to know. We're going to wrap things up. We went out for about an hour and a half here. We're doing pretty good, you know.
2 people?
75% of the show was all up with me and you. Killing it. Next time we'll record a little bit earlier. You know, you're tired, getting off of work and shit like that. You work tomorrow morning?
No.
You off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Shit, we need to hit the gym tomorrow.
Dude, I gotta wake up. I have to actually wake up early tomorrow.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Gotta buy my present for my dad, because we didn't get anything for Father's Day and I was working, so I gotta do all that. She's like, "Can you come home today?" I'm like, "Oh, okay."
True.
3 a.m.
So I'd be like, "Yo, bro."
Bruh. Regular podcast, bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
Bruh.
It's alright. Ending things off today.
This
was a good episode of regular podcast. A little bit of...
Capcom, you gotta hook us up some donations so, you know, we can make it easier for us.
Once you follow us on Twitter, we'll be announcing all the games that we'll be releasing now that we now own Capcom.
So make sure you follow us one more time. It's Ico the Rain Man and Buster Hyman.
Yeah, boy.
_Hyman. You just double check that before you guys go to follow someone else.
But, regular podcast is recorded... we did it a little bit late this week. There has just been so much going on. We do record every Tuesday, and the podcast is up every Wednesday on iTunes and Podomatic. You can subscribe there. Pardon for the technical difficulties that were set up today. You know, like the first 3-5 minutes just being cut off, just not recording.
Hey, just pretend like when this comes out, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. So. Just because of that, we had a little technical difficulties. Because of the environment that we will be in next time, and just not so much chaos going around, we will go back to recording at a regular day, Tuesdays, and release on Wednesdays. So that is about it.
Want to hear something funny real quick before you leave? Xbox One just tweeted, "Look out for the
many Xbox One exclusives coming out in 2004. Let's see what they have to say.
2004.
I mean, yep, 2004. Because we are in 2003 right now. As you guys didn't know. You've been living a lie.
Did they give you a list?
Wants you to think that.
They give you a list.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The Illuminati wants you to think that you're living in 2014, almost at 15. They want you to think that, but
we've been in 2003 for a very long time.
Yeah, like we've just been reliving the same year over and over again, and you guys have been just, you know, fooled, you sheep. Mm-hmm. All right, so Xbox One said they have a bunch of replays. How do I make it so I can just see what they have?
I have no idea. But let me put a couple plugs in here, plugins, while he looks up the little article he just found, or the tweet. We have a new mixtape coming out, Operation 5AM. Operation 5AM, ladies and gentlemen, I have not talked about much about that association, previously being because for some reason, Vince and Adam, who are dead, they didn't really like us.
Who's Vince and Shadow?
No idea. Huh. But Operation 5AM is the name of my entertainment group, my hip-hop group, my brand, my group of friends. We are also known as OP5. Operation 5AM, you can subscribe to our YouTube, which is youtube.com/OP5TV. Now, as a group project, Operation 5AM consists of myself, Young Deshi, L.S., Abel Kane, Eric Miles, and DC, who is our studio manager and engineer. Now, and Johnny Baca, pardon me, he just came back to life, so we forgot about him. He's been dead for a long time. So yeah, those are my friends. Those are the people I make music with. Those are my friends that I film and do videos with.
Because I'm not his friend.
We call ourselves Operation 5AM. Actually, Buster is part of Operation 5AM, but as of right now, he is only part of the podcast until he decides to start... Until he gives up on life and becomes a rapper, maybe we'll see what happens then.
I have a book right there that I brought because, like, I was trying to see if we could do some music stuff.
Awesome.
What? We'll take care of that, you know.
Oh, you got all day off tomorrow, son. We're going to be working.
Need some stuff?
But,
the article was here, and then, like, the rest of the tweets loaded and it went away, and there's a bunch of replies to a bunch of people who asked about stuff. I don't know how to change it to just tweets from Xbox right now, so I guess... Yeah, I lied to you guys. I'm sorry. You're not going to find out what the...
You know why? He's not going to find out about their crazy, super long list of exclusives for the Xbox One.
Because we don't have any!
Hey-o! Whoa!
that's depressing. I wanted to see what they had to say about their many, many exclusives that are apparently coming out that they didn't fucking talk about at E3 because... God knows.
It's still early. It hasn't been a year since the console's been out. And you know how it is. There are games that are announced every week, every month.
PS4.
So we were
Sony
going...
conference.
I don't even think that was it. Because if you think about it, like, Sony really had... All right, exclusives, they had... All right, like, Uncharted, Bloodborne. No Man's Sky is a time exclusive, so I'm not going to count that, which I found out. I thought that was an exclusive, which would have been, for me, in my opinion, been huge.
Yeah.
But all these other games, like Assassin's Creed, Metal Gear, Far Cry, Destiny, that's all on Xbox as well. Just Sony just got them to show that on their show.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I don't really count that. I'm trying to look at it more of like, why do I own... a PlayStation console, and if I could only get that game on the PlayStation console. So,
yeah, exactly. So
let's see what you got here.
See this great list real quick. You ready for this? Okay,
kill it.
Sweet. So we're going to skip summer since... we'll talk about summer since it's June 24th to August. Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark, which is not an exclusive. Valiant Hearts of Great War, which is also not an exclusive. Sniper Elite
None
3.
Of these games on the list
none of these are exclusive.
Diablo.
Only the bold ones. So we'll just skip to the exclusives. So they have Forza Horizon 2, Dance Central Spotlight. Yes!
Yeah. Oh,
fuck,
my God.
Bro.
Fuck
you know
Halo.
What?
Fuck
Halo. E3, Xbox One, just won with that. There we go. You got Fantasia, Music Evolved. Sweet. Sunset Overdrive, Halo, the Master Chief Collection, Shape Up, which I have no idea what the hell that is. I guarantee it's some...
Project Spark looks really dope.
That looks cool.
I'll fucks with that.
Below, which I don't know what that is.
That's an exclusive?
Through. I don't know what the hell that is. Habitat. Ori and the Blind Forest, which we've
Looks so good.
Roundabout and Wolverblade. So, wow.
Yeah, some exclusive indies. Now, I wonder if some of these are time exclusives.
Most likely. Counts. Because Xbox One does not know how to buy exclusives.
I don't see any of these indies really being exclusive on Xbox. So, I don't know. We'll rag on Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo as the months and days go by and see what they have. You know, like I said, I think Microsoft is going to make a bigger presence at Gamescom this year. They said that they have like a Japanese-focused strategy to try to reel in some Japanese players, because you know how Microsoft does not get along with the Japanese. People just, you know, just don't sell over there. And at the same time,
Microsoft was behind the nuclear bombing in Hiroshima.
Clearly. Obviously. And I don't know. There's just like weird little things like Kingdom Hearts. Oh, hold on. Yeah, like Kingdom Hearts not coming out for Xbox. And well, I mean, the remix is not coming out for Xbox. Mm-hmm. It's like, why put Kingdom Hearts 3 on the Xbox if you're not going to release the HD remixes? I'm sure there's a lot of people who never got to play Kingdom Hearts 1 or 2, and they only had an Xbox, or maybe they didn't have an Xbox or PS2 around the same time. What's that?
Probably only exclusives to that.
Yeah, but like Destiny's not coming out for Xbox One owners in Japan, which is weird. Like,
and just the beta doesn't come out, and there's the Battlefield Hardline beta, even though Battlefield was like a Xbox. Wasn't it Xbox? If I'm not mistaken, Xbox exclusive?
No, Hardline, the hard thing, that's a PS4 beta.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Exclusive beta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Xbox
gets, yeah, Xbox got no betas for that thing.
You get the Destiny beta when you guys get the Destiny beta. You guys get the alpha, which is cool.
Oh, which, by the way, like,
I was going to ask you about that.
That game was really polished for an alpha. Like, everyone said that. Like, everyone I played with and all the combos. Oh, yeah. That's alpha, dude. That's like pre-alpha. That's insane.
It's also weird because beta's opening in, like, July 28th. Or something ridiculous like that. It's already coming up. So, like, I mean, I don't know. Also, with that, I'm glad that Destiny is not flopping so far. Because everyone was like,
well, a lot of people really weren't sure what to think about the game because there just hasn't really been much talk about it. But then, you know, giving that crowd,
like Borderlands Halo kind of
feel. I know that's really what it is. Yeah. But it's like a diet MMO. And Scott Lowe put it on Podcast Beyond.
Did you see the original trailer for Borderlands? Like the HD, like it was nothing cel shaded. It was like
a long. I think I remember a trailer.
Like I think that's what Destiny. I think Destiny is turning into what that was like supposed to be at first. Because if you look it up now or not later, though, if you look up like the Borderlands original trailer, like it was like HD, like the I can't remember the name of like the spider creatures right now. Tart. I don't know. Whatever, you know, I'm talking about, like, the spider ants, I think they're called.
Something. I only played those games for like a couple hours.
Okay, yeah. Well, like the first one had like spider ants or whatever, like they were like super HD and they looked all like fierce and like when you play the game, it's like cel shaded and just like cartoon.
I couldn't get into Borderlands. Just something about their world just really couldn't reel me in.
Borderlands 1, I saw someone playing it online and they got to Skagzilla and I'm like, what the fuck is this and why haven't I played it? And then I played it and I raped the shit out of that game like 3 times. I even killed Promax the Invincible like 46 times and looted all his shit. But then Borderlands 2 did not catch me.
It's like whatsoever. The second one would have caught me more, but it just I couldn't get into that world.
They did something with the weapon system that made it like too like I don't know, it was weird. Like it was like it was too much to be customized to it. Like it would like you'd have okay weapons here and like good weapons and then great weapons in Borderlands 1. And then in Borderlands 2 you have like this one's okay and this one's okay. And then this one's okay more than this one, but then this one's more okay than that one. Other, I don't know. It really is. It's hard to explain.
But yeah. All right, that's that. Rounding things off, we're going to end the show today. It's been a long doozy. We've been going for almost an hour and 45 minutes. Pretty good length for the episode, longer than last week's episode, or the week before's episode. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Regular Podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
No, you are going to subscribe.
You are going to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
These are not the droids you're looking for, but this is the podcast you're looking for. So, go ahead.
Subscribe to us on Podomatic, which is the server of our podcast. And if you want to start your own podcast, I would recommend you sign up with them. They give you a free month to be able to try everything out, which is awesome. You could follow me on Twitter, at Iko the Rain Man, IKOTHERAINMAN. No underscores. I'm smarter than that.
And you can follow fellow regular podcast and OP5 member at Buster_. Hyman, did you check?
I opened it up and then I got sidetracked with the Xbox. I'm open up right now and just double check for you guys because I know how bad you guys are waiting to join. Follow me. Yeah, it's at Buster_Hyman. Nice. I don't really go on there that much. I have a bunch of pointless posts. So, like, if you see shit that's crazy and weird.
I'm all over Twitter. My Twitter's been getting a lot of followers lately. I've been getting, like, 3 followers a day. I've noticed that. And they've, you know, it's funny, too. And I love this because you guys are really what bring this podcast to life and the people who compliment me on my work. I've been getting a lot of people from the video game industry or just gamers following me on Twitter. And I love you guys. Like, you guys, we are family. We are brother. And it's just awesome that you guys have just been seeking out and following me and just, you know, reaching out and you guys saying nice thing about my music and stuff like that.
Come on.
And shouts out to the – I just want to give a shout out right now to the Podcast Beyond community that I communicate a lot with on the boards. And not only just the people who interact with the podcast themselves, Podcast Beyond. Like, fucking awesome set of people. Like, I love them. Like, we argue, talk about video games and – just shit over everything. Definitely. Like, I don't know. Cool guys.
Community there is awesome. Always helpful.
I needed a Destiny beta code. It was literally Sunday. I was like, you know, I needed something to do before Game of Thrones came out. And I'm not a type of guy who wants to jump into a beta or a demo. I don't play demos or betas at all. I don't care for that shit. And I was like, you know what? I might as well kill a couple hours before Game of Thrones start. And I was like, hey, guys, like, do you guys have a Destiny code that I could have? Within, like, 20 minutes, someone gave me a code. Not only that, my PlayStation Plus expired, and then someone gave me a free year of PlayStation Plus just because I kindly asked. Fucking awesome. Podcast Beyond, I love you guys. Episode 350 is coming up, plugging their shit into ours. I wrote a song for Podcast Beyond. Now, this is what I'm going to basically die out the show with before I completely say goodbye. Episode 350, I wrote a song for the community of gamers that I associate with, Podcast Beyond, and gamers in general, and anyone who just likes silly, goofy hip-hop that's somewhat pretty decent. Shit, I think I'm awesome. So,
no, I was good.
So anyways, though, great. Check us out, subscribe, follow us, and give us money. So yeah, also check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/OP5TV.
And you can check me out at youtube.com/LittleBTheBassGod or youtube.com/TimWestwood.
Yeah, boy. It's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the world's most regular podcast. Have a good night. Sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. A dimension of mind. Conducting ill-constructed flow around my pattern, gathering some my chambers and get lost inside my labyrinth. You say you're the best, well I ain't having it. I'm snatching it, wrap it around in your space huddle like a space shuttle when I'm landing it. Scandalous, but